Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Claude Passo. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Arnovich picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Arnovich. Gallen scores. Hermann moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hermann scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marte is thrown out after the base hit. Collins scores. Heck moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to home to get Herman. Demery moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hack moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marty hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurgis strikes out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich strikes out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Herman reaches second base with a double. Brown throws the ball into Whitney, who tags Herman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnovich strikes out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Moore pinch hits for Del Young. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Corbett pinch hits for George Sherin. Gene Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Corbett reaches second base with a double. There goes Wilson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Chuck Kline pinch hits for Claude Paso. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corbett scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kline moves to third. Earl Grace pinch hits for Pinky Whitney. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bucky Walters now playing third base. Leo Norris now playing shortstop. Gene Corbett now playing second base. Hugh Mulcahy now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hack moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulcahy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Arnovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Arnovich moves to third. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.